The B&E Bernie 10, running one for another year. Race director Rick Ferguson's on the line. Morning, Rick.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good, mate. And listen, you couldn't have asked for a better day. The weather was absolutely sensational.
Yeah, no, it really was. It has a big bearing. We talk about the weather like it's not sort of, but it has a big bearing on events like ours. And, you know, it's the lead up to the day and, you know, even a couple of months beforehand. You know, as everyone knows on the Northwest, we haven't had a great good weather for the last couple of weeks and that. And yesterday, and on Saturday, I was a bit, you know, and I think, yesterday it was absolutely fantastic. You know, we woke up, blue skies, much like it is today, not a cloud in the sky, and there was very little wind to speak of, and it proved some really fast times for the elites and some enjoyable times for everyone else.
Yeah. Now, Brett Robinson, almost a race record.
Yes, it looks like in the last kilometre, we were listening to Brian Payne and the commentator, and we're just thinking he might get there, and even in the last, you know, a few hundred metres up that the Wilson Street, it looked like, would he get close? It was 28.11. Darren Wilson, I think it was 95, it was back in the 90s, and 28.11, and I think Brett, was he 28.26? I think it's sort of, so he was just outside it.
Hmm. And Eloise Welling winning the Elite Ladies.
Yeah, no, she had a tussle with the other two. Brett was always pretty much in control against the leading pack of about five, but Eloise had a battle on her hands with last year's winner, Victoria Mitchell, and Lara Tamsett, who won it three times, the only female to win three times, three Bernie 10s, and that was back-to-back in 2008, 9 and 10, and the three of those, but and Victoria just managed to hold out Lara for second and third, but no, Eloise just sort of sprinted away on the last bit and won comfortably.
Yeah, so how many did you actually get running in the end?
We had a registered 28.91, which is about 88 more than last year. But I just feel like, people were saying to me during the morning, it just feels like there was more there. There was more people there down to watch, just because of the weather, I guess. It just felt like there was more. And watching the wave after wave of runners starting, it just felt like there was more people there. But it's around about three. We had, in 2014, we had 3,100. In 2015 last year, we had 2,800. And now we had around about 2,900. Maybe, you know, 3,000 is probably the number we're having for the next couple of years.
Hmm. And, look, sponsors are very important to running events like these. So well done to the team from B&E for jumping on board again.
Yeah, they're engaged with the event. They not just, you know, not just naming right sponsors, and they do that with a couple of other races, of course, in Tasmania, likewise races. But with the B&E, they're down, they're handing out the medallions, they're involved. It's great to have people like that supporting you. So, you know, we're very fortunate.
And, of course, you have many volunteers each year that get on board and do lots of different jobs as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We have over 12 community groups, and it equates to over 100 volunteers, and it's just without the volunteers and without the people sort of putting up their hand and helping out, we just wouldn't be able to run the event like we do. I mean, it's 3,000 people running out back to Round Hill on the National Highway. There's so much logistics, so much preparation that goes involved with it.
Yeah.
But without having those volunteers, we just couldn't do it.
And indeed, Noel, while we're at it, I'll give the coppers a plug too, because they, you know, handle the traffic and it was very...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right. The police and the, you know, the ambulance service, the St John's ambulance, the fire, even the fire is involved. Everyone's involved, and it's just, I said, we're a town, we're a city of 18,000. Put on an event like this and have 3,000 people in it, that's absolutely fantastic.
All right, great stuff. Well done to you and the organising team there. It was a great event, and long may it continue, mate.
Great, thanks very much.
All right, have a good day.
Cheers, you too.
Enjoy the sunshine.